Hey guys, how's it going? It's been a while. Go ahead. I'll let you sing the Stained song. It's been a while. Is it weird that when someone says those three words, it's ingrained in us to sing that song? Or at least the first line of that song? It's kind of strange. Anyway, if you guys don't know, JJTM Feed's been a little slow lately, but I promise to keep delivering content over here and there. But if you don't know, I've been over working with Panther City Rebellion. You can go over there and see Justin Ross, Craig Youngblood, Matt Thomas, and myself interview a bunch of local musicians and artists from the DFW North Texas area, covering all genres. And I've also been working, me and Susie Ramone have been building up the Fort Worth AF podcast, which is basically interviewing influential people in the city of Fort Worth within Tarrant County, whether that be politicians, artists, musicians, people that make an impact, or that we feel make an impact on our great city of Fort Worth. So go check them out. This show is, we went on a cruise. A whole bunch of your podcast friends decided to go on a cruise. And we decided to sit down on our fifth day and our day at sea and kind of talk about what's been going on. Four of us went on a cruise. Or wait, hold on. Five of us went on a cruise. Only one of us had ever been on one. So the rest of them were newbies. And they all shared their experiences and what they thought. And this episode's a little wild. It starts off a little rough, but gets going. And it's fun. And it's going to be a two-parter. There will be a second part I'll probably put out in a few days or such. And if you want to go see, there is a video complement to this that Andrew Turner shot. And it'll probably be on the Fort Worth Roots Facebook page or their YouTube, the Fort Worth Roots YouTube. And you can see where we're set up, what the junior suite looks like, kind of what we're talking about. And yeah, go over there, check it out. Hit like, subscribe. If you're not a fan of Panther City Rebellion, go over there, hit like and subscribe. And if you haven't checked out Fort Worth AF yet, it's on all your podcast platforms. Go over there, hit like, subscribe. And well, without further ado, here's part one. And part two should be coming down the pipe here in a few days. Later.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Oh, my gosh. Can you see that juice?
I will eat your ass.
Fuck Tuesday. Fuck this podcast.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geisnote
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins,
it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
How come you guys get like a little...
Yeah, I don't get one.
Is this a suite?
Maybe we get one every day.
Yeah.
What?
To tell us what's going on and how the weather's going to be.
And where? Yeah.
And what we're
and
doing
we
with
had
our lives.
In there. We had, and I meant to cut it out. But on like the day four, it's got like, if something happens in Cozumel and you need like government assistance, like where to go,
or
who's your contact?
Assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't. Did we see any of that? Our first cruise.
No, we don't get papers. No papers.
No papers. No copy
Where
maker.
Are your papers?
Is y'all's room guy good?
Yeah.
No.
We didn't get an orangutan.
Did you get a duck?
He doesn't seem as friendly as your guy does.
Duck. Our guy's super nice.
Yeah.
Our guy's cool. He's been good. I mean, our room's been clean. Got no complaints.
Uh-huh.
He's not my best friend, which sounds like you guys have a new
He's
best friend.
He's not cleaning it twice a day?
No, I think that comes with having a ridiculously expensive room. You guys have a room that is about fancy. $400 more a night than ours.
But I paid less than that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Okay, have we started recording? Is this B-roll right now?
Yeah, it's
on back. Okay.
This is a really good latte today.
Nice.
Well, here we are with a great menage.
There's like 8 podcasts in this room right now.
Yeah, there is.
Fort Worth Roots versus Fort Worth AF versus JJTM.
Versus Fort Worth
Famous.
Well, so it's not quite 8, but it's close. Guys, thank y'all so much for doing the trip with me. This is, I don't know. I don't think anything is ever going to top our first trip to Big Ben as far as like favorite on my list, because that was so special. But
yeah,
this is up there. This is a really good trip.
It's a total different animal though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Not apples to apples.
Should we tell people where we are and why we are?
Yes.
We're in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. We're just somewhere between the Yucatan Peninsula and the
Galveston,
the coast of Texas.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching the video,
some people may call this the Gulf of America. They're idiots.
Well, they're like they have a reason to say it, so it doesn't mean they're totally wrong. I decided that it is now called the Gulf of Fort Worth Roots, and so welcome to my Gulf.
You staked your flag on it.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody can change the name,
floating around out there.
Why
somewhere.
Not? Why can't
we
I
have
too?
We have seen the Fort Worth Roots ducky like backwards on doors,
oh,
so
cool.
That it shows the Fort Worth Roots.
When nice. You look at the, yeah. the sticker on the back,
uh-huh.
Some asshole. This, and if Royal Caribbean is listening to me, I'm sorry. This is what happened. Megan thoughtfully took duck magnets of different kinds, and stuck Fort Worth Roots stickers on the back of the magnets so that we could put the magnets around the ship on people's doors and stuff, and they'd be able to flip it over and see the sticker. Somebody took one of those stickers off that magnet and placed it like straight on someone's door.
Oh, no.
Yep. I know. I don't have a razor blade, which would be probably the best way to take it off.
I'm sure they'll be able to figure
Fort Worth
it out.
Yeah. Is that like right across the hall from y'all?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I saw that yesterday when we were dressing up the door.
And you know I would never do that.
I think
that.
It's a room full of kids, and I put it on that door like the earlier that day, and we came back, and the magnet was gone, and the sticker was stuck on there.
Boo. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Little shits.
So we try to do a friend trip like this every single year. Around the same time.
Yeah.
But this is in part to celebrate Megan's happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
So whose idea was it to go on a cruise? Because that's what we're doing.
We were kicking ideas back and forth. And every trip that we looked at was like insanely expensive. And so we started looking at cruises and we're like, that'll be way cheaper. Turns out.
It's not.
Not that much cheaper.
No.
All the bits added in.
We've been talking about cruising for quite a while. So when you brought it up... Dustin was like, yes, we'll go.
Yeah. And this is a good test cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. To see how and everybody's held up fine.
Yeah. It's been
which
great.
Is great.
Been
yeah. I mean,
nobody's crashed out yet.
The boat. We do feel the boat moving every once in a while, but for the most part, this boat has been pretty stable.
I was thinking about that as I was leaving the room. I've got a battery pack that has the plug built into the base of or the casing, and you just stick it into the wall, and it doesn't have a lot of stability by itself, but in a regular room, it's fine. And I stuck that thing into the wall, and I thought, well, it's weird because I don't feel like that's going to fall over at all. Like, I'm on a boat. It's rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
But this thing that kind of needs a little bit of extra stability, I wasn't worried about it falling over. And that's how secure the boat has felt the entire time. Like, we're not getting beat up. You can just barely feel it.
This boat has been more stable than a motorhome.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely more stable than an airplane.
And more stable than my last 5 relationships.
We have hit a few speed bumps. Not sure, but...
I think we ran over a little Japanese fishing vessel.
Yeah.
That's what I think we ran over. Yeah, it's been a good time. We're on the Mariner of the Seas, which is like...
It's the Voyager class.
Yeah.
It's about fourth.
Shout out Royal Caribbean, not a sponsor, but if you want, hit us up.
I've actually got plans.
You know, if you got guys that want to go on cruises with you and do podcasts while on the cruise, we can take over the Star Lounge.
We'll show you how it's done.
We'll get up there. We're entertaining.
Don't be like we were the first day on the ship, walking around like morons, no idea where we're going. Sure, there's maps everywhere, but you're still not going to know where things are.
We're still finding new areas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bring us along. Usually the deal with any ship. Yeah. Like, you spend a good time exploring it, figuring stuff out.
We're on, what is this, day five?
Yeah.
Day five, and I ran into, and I always have to remind myself, like, nobody just got here.
Yeah.
Because we've all been on the boat for the same amount of time. Uh-huh. There's this older couple, and they were trying to find the Peekaboo Bridge to look down into the captain's cabin. And I told them how to get there. I hope I told them right. I was like, it's either on 11 or 12. I think it's 11.
11.
I think it's 11, and you go past the spa. It's on the port side. So anyway, the little things like that. You need experts. So anyway, if you want to pay for our airfare and our ticket on the ship, we must have the drink package included, plus $300 a day per podcaster. And we'd be happy to go along with you.
$300.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get paid.
Yeah, got to get paid. We'll probably put it right back into your casino. So
I'm going to spend it at the casino.
You're
going
to get
casino
that money back.
Royale.
$1,000 stipend per day for the casino.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, like Dustin was saying, that a lot of people pick their cruise line and they stick with it because you get loyalty rewards and stuff.
Good idea.
And one of the things that I really liked when we were looking at all of the boats last night, because we're already planning our next cruise, is that a lot of them have the same thing. So that you know when you're going on a Royal Caribbean, there's a Casino Royale, there's a, you know, the
Royal
Gigolos. What is that?
Boleros?
Boleros.
Gigolos is something different, Susie.
That's when you come on the Temptation Cruise.
And, you know, like, so you're like, oh, okay, I already know I like Boleros, you know, and so I'm glad that there's a Boleros on this boat, too, you know, like, even if we didn't go on the Mariner again, but I think we will, because we like this boat.
I like this ship. Yeah. It's the right size.
Yeah. It's a good size.
Yeah.
The Schooner Bar.
And we also want to go in the off season.
Yeah. Would this be considered the off season?
This is off season.
Yeah.
Because it's right before
school's out.
School's out at graduation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially these, like, this Western Caribbean, all like the tropical ships those are big hitters for the families. So once school's out, so summertime, spring break, fall break, winter break, like, those are not the times to come.
Yeah. So let's go through our trip. You know, we started off in Galveston. We stayed the night at Harbor House.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you guys think about that?
Dolphins in the harbor.
Dolphins.
Harbor House is pretty cool.
That's a place I'll stay in Galveston. I'd rather stay on that side of Galveston than the wall.
I go back and forth. I like both.
The seawall, if I'm going to stay on the seawall.
I loved Hotel Galvez.
Stay at Galvez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like the Strand side of it. It's so awesome.
I do too. I mean, both have their touristy side and both have their, like, not touristy side. And the seawall is like, it's got these little dive bars that are off the main road. And I don't even know if they're there anymore because of COVID. Everything got affected. Yeah. And it's been years since I went down there. But I love that little area of town. You've got all these, like, little VRBOs, Airbnbs, and little bars and things like that. And then you got the beach, of course. Mm-hmm. I do like all that stuff. And what's it called? Pleasure Pier?
Yep. Yeah.
That's cool.
And when we were on the Strand.
Something. I think someone the first night we were there was shot in front of Pleasure Pier.
There were so many cop cars.
Oh, no.
Like, I think all of Galveston's police force was at Pleasure Pier.
It was just wild.
And they were all just standing around, and they all had shit taped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when we were running around, I think the next morning when we were waiting for y'all to get there, we were hitting up some different surf shops looking for things.
Yeah.
And there was one that's inside an
Mr. Grog Sex Wax.
Yeah.
There was one that was inside an Exxon gas station. What was it called? Because we loved it. That was our favorite one. Surfside? Surf something?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways.
You don't know.
We went in there.
Lone Star City.
They had such cute stuff. And we got a stained glass ornament.
Yeah.
That says Galveston on it. It's real cute. The owner's daughter makes them. And so I was just like, yeah, I love this store. But I love that it was inside a gas station. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess like right next door. But Dustin was all, it shows it's inside the gas station. I was like, oh, yeah. Let's see.
So after our night at Harbor House, we were probably up about the same time, but I was the first one out and running around like a maniac.
No, we were not up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Well,
you were like, you weren't even six. You were like five.
Might have been. Anyway, I got out like there.
The sun was up.
It's like, we're on the ocean. Let's go. Anyway, I got
can't
to see.
Can't do anything till 10:30.
You can do something. And I'm going to tell you what I did. I watched an oil tanker come in that was the size of a freaking skyscraper. It's unbelievable. Like, you can look at these pictures and videos online all day of how big these things are. But until you see one of those big bastards pull up alongside you with a bunch of little tugboats and pilot boats aligning it, it's like, you just, it's overwhelming. And then they spun that thing right in front of me, right there in the channel, mm-hmm. trying to get it to where it was nosing towards the opening of the harbor. Mm-hmm. I got dizzy looking at that. I'm not kidding. Like, just staring. And it's not moving fast. Mm-hmm. God, no, it's moving like half a mile an hour, if that. Mm-hmm. But it just, it's too much for your brain to, well, my brain, my tiny little squirrel brain. I'm like, oh, what's happening?
Which makes me wonder, and I'm been setting up a time lapse camera at night.
I can't wait to see that
as we're cruising through here. And tonight I'm gonna set up one more time because I want to see what we do, because we'll get into Galveston probably about 3-4 a.m. I'm interested if they spin us around in the harbor like they did that ship,
oh,
or if we back in.
What did the other ships do? Were they pointed out?
I don't think we saw any ships come in.
Yeah, yeah. No, we saw. We didn't see them come in.
No, we saw them going out.
Right.
Well, the MS Seascape was pointed towards Harbor House, right?
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Wasn't the front of it?
No.
Was the back of it? Then they bring them in and they spin them around.
We're going to get spun around.
Somebody's going to spin me.
You're going to feel it at night.
Oh. So that's another thing. I only had one instance where I felt like, and it might not have even been motion sickness. It might have been tequila.
Well, let's talk about how much you've drank.
Oh, nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that
beverage package.
Yeah, no shit. But I did exactly what I told Megan I would do if we got the beverage package. I was like, I don't want to drink this whole trip, so let's not get it. And then we got on board, had our first set of drinks. It was $28. Megan looked at me and she's like, we're getting the drink package. Because it was obvious. It's like, you're going to lose bad if you don't. So, anyway.
We haven't broken the price of that yet, and that's with buying a watch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My total so far has not broken it with everything on here. The price of the drink package.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to look back at it. Honestly, I don't want to know how much I drank.
I don't think I ever have bought the extreme one just because of not drinking that much. Because if I do buy it, I'm going to be like, I feel like I have to drink everything in the world.
That's exactly right.
Well, tonight's the night where you go and you get a bunch of Red Bulls.
Ah, for the journey home.
Yeah.
You go and you get a bunch of Red Bulls to take home.
I can just sell them to you because I don't drink those.
Yeah, I don't like Red Bulls. It was Milani.
Or you just grab a bunch and then give them to me.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell them to me.
I could sell them to you. Oh.
For you?
That's what I want you to do. Every time you go to the bar today, just grab a Red Bull.
Just grab a Red Bull. Yeah. I think that's why that girl got arrested and was carried off the boat.
No. I have another feeling about
that. I think she was trying to sell the Red Bulls from her drink package so that she could get money to go play roulette. Because I had the same idea.
So, two nights ago... First time. So this is my third time I've been on a boat. And this is the first time I've ever seen someone escorted by security like they were Hannibal Lecter.
They had the mask on her?
I was about to say she just didn't have a mask on and she wasn't on the hand truck.
But she was handcuffed.
No.
Wait, no.
No. They had her surrounded. She was pulling her luggage and a pillow and a jacket, bawling her eyes out. Okay.
Oh, man. on.
She was in a. She was still in her swimsuit with a T-shirt over it. Because at least that's what I'm assuming. Because it was just
said
legs
something like cruise life
and flip flops. She looked like she was between 18 to 20 years old.
Man,
and she was being walked out. Like I was standing
banned
at guest
for life
services,
from Royal Caribbean,
and she was being walked out of the security room with three security guards around her, walking her to the elevator. And I was like, I wonder where they're going. And it said, first floor, down.
That's the brig. Yeah.
And yeah. I was like, oh, damn.
She's going to the brig.
She was bawling. I think, my theory is she probably got caught trying to shoplift or something.
I think, yeah, realistically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably got.
And for those of you that don't know, there are cameras
everywhere.
Yeah. There is probably one inside my butthole right now. You get a free colonoscopy every
Hi.
Time you
Oh, there's
cruise.
One right there. Hi.
Those do look like cameras. They're not, I think, but...
Yeah. I think.
this is a little light.
Yeah, yeah. But they do look like cameras. They are everywhere. They have little tiny pin cameras in the elevators and probably...
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
You ain't getting away with shit on this boat.
No.
Today, Susie and I are taking a tour, the behind-the-scenes tour of the boat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I wonder if we'll get a glimpse of the security room.
Ooh, that would be cool. Just
probably not,
just
though.
See
the way
that
they're so weird about the security.
They say there's the three really main are. Spots we go to, and then there's a couple of other spots they'll show us, but the main, you know, yeah. the selling points are the bridge, the
galley.
Big kitchen.
Yeah.
Galley, and then the engine room.
Yeah.
We can just see how everything works.
Well, you
out.
Guys should definitely do a podcast covering that later.
We could do one later.
It'll be late.
We don't, I'm not allowed to shoot photos
no,
in the
cannot.
Engine room. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm
they
sure they'll tell
some
us.
Places, but there's some places you can't, they say.
Yeah. No. Some of that is just to protect their, you know, engineering secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need to work on it because we got our doors blown off by a Carnival ship last
night. Oh, man.
The Jubilee.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
That's twice as big as our ship.
It's really
though,
embarrassing.
But it blew
It
by
passed us so fast.
Well.
Yeah.
So long.
To be fair, it probably passed
to
us.
To be fair.
If a snail and our two boats... Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. It wasn't that
fast.
We've been doing
about 20 knots.
It took them a few hours to pass us.
It did.
From the time it got along kind of parallel
well,
to
we
us.
We were watching it behind us for a while. Cause
yeah.
When we
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So our trip, we haven't even talked about that.
Oh,
we
yeah. Left, back to timeline.
We left Galveston. Sailed for a day in the ocean.
How did y'all think, what were your... Do you feel like we got on the boat pretty easily?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much easier than I thought we were going to. Yeah.
My other two times, this was way easier. I was like,
yeah, straight on. It was comfortable. It wasn't
terrible. When the last Royal Caribbean I did was out of Orlando, which is their Cape Canaveral or Port Canaveral, which is one side of the boat, you look at Cocoa Beach. The other side of the boat, you're looking at the NASA Space Complex.
Yeah.
That's and all the rocket launch pads and everything. And that. Getting on there was you had to go up to a desk, you had to sign all this stuff, you had to go through all this. They had to look at all your stuff and everything. Here,
well,
you just breeze right there. Here's your card. Yeah.
We did do the like online check-in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I don't think that was available back then.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think that sped everything up. But we thought that they were going to be like, oh, you're the 11 o'clock boarding, you're going to have to wait.
Until 11.
Yeah.
And
so,
got us right in there.
Yeah, I know. We just walked right on with you guys.
Yeah, I want to say when I looked at it, it was more of like a suggestion because I just don't want everyone showing up at once. Mm-hmm. So we have an easier way of getting on like that. But
yeah,
and I don't think they're real strict about it.
You know, the soccer mom that's like, oh, we can't get on. Mm-hmm. They get mad at us.
But
that's me. I was the soccer mom.
Also, it's better to get on later. A lot of people say it's always better to get on later because most of the time you can go straight to your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a bummer. But when we were looking at the boat, I was terrified. It's so big.
We found out she had megalophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, I was so scared. We're walking the plank to get on the boat and I was shaking.
And can you really describe like what you're afraid of in that moment?
No.
It's just overwhelming, right?
Yeah. It's the same way I feel about space. or the ocean.
Outer space?
There, yeah.
Jack.
Like
Katy, like Katy Perry outer space?
Jack.
Stop it. There Jack. Is a, at the modern, there are two pieces of art. One of them is a little teeny tiny person in the big old giant ocean. Hmm. And the other is a little teeny tiny person in space. And I see those pieces of art and I freak out. Like, even just talking about it, my stomach gets all clenchy. Like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
Does it freak you out that there's 11,000 feet between where we are and the next solid surface below us?
Yes. Like, it just scares the crap out of me.
And we have no idea what's below us. We know more about space than what's going on in the water yeah. below us.
Dustin, please stop.
You ever seen that movie, The Abyss?
Yes, I have, and it terrified me. I was so scared. I felt like I was going to throw up, like, because I was so scared the whole time that when the movie was over, I felt like I was going to vomit.
So now you're on the boat.
Now I'm on the boat, and I'm fine. Like, oh, this feels fine.
This room
like
is I'm, small. I can yeah, handle this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's no spaces on the boat where I feel, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Small room, but you guys actually have a badass room.
Y'all, yeah.
Y'all did good here.
Yeah, Dustin has a work perks program with Royal Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to get a pretty good room.
The first time
that came any with a soda of my package.
Work discounts have ever worked in,
yeah.
in 29 years.
Yeah. So
usually it's like...
Here's $20 off.
5% a washing less, machine. But this one was actually quite a bit less to get this room.
That's yeah. cool.
Yeah.
So
we sailed for the day.
Yeah.
And then we ended up like in the afternoon in Costa Maya.
Well, that's day two, right?
Yeah. That's day three.
Day
two, we were just on the water the whole time. Yeah. Day one, did we go and get our bracelets, our charm bracelets?
Oh,
okay. Hey, look. I love these charm bracelets.
So there's all these little things you can do on a cruise that some people are going to be like, oh, that's great. Let's do it every day at a certain time. Regardless of how long the line is.
Oh, I got to go get my Effie bell.
Go get your Effie bell. See? Here's yeah, another one.
It's time.
Time for the bells.
I thought the Effie bells were going to be cute, but they just look like gaudy.
I have a whole plan for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've got a plan.
Tell
so
us your plan,
good.
Sir.
I'm turning them into on the ceiling fans. I'm going to make them the hooks little, of which one controls
pull,
the fan.
Pull cords.
Oh.
The
light. So I'm gonna mount them on there like that. That's why I want a bunch of these things.
Now to the people listening, you might have to explain this because, of course, I know exactly what an Effie bell is, but maybe to the
Effie
folks at home.
So Effie is the jewelry shop.
Yes.
Okay. And why have I never heard of Effie?
Because you've never.
Or maybe
around New
Effie
York City?
Is the jewelry company because the store is called something else.
Yeah. Effie is a big jewelry company up out of New York City.
Okay.
They're mm-hmm. like one of those Fifth Avenue jewelry places. They've been around.
They do okay. have, and they have got some beautiful yeah. jewelry and fancy
yeah.
Tanzanite or whatever.
Yeah. So we got on and you could get, there's like certain things you can get for free and everyone's like, ooh, free. So one of them was the Effie bells. So the first day we got the tracker, like the little key ring that you hang them on. And then every day, or some of them were like 2-3 times a day, there was yeah. different events you could go to at different times. And it's like a 45-minute presentation, which it never was. I think the ones that we went to were like maybe five, ten minutes.
Yeah.
We walked in on one, right at the end of one,
mm-hmm.
walked up, and she talked for like 30 seconds. I was like, all right, you can grab it now. And I was like,
we were like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like perfect if you leave timing. Right on time, which now I'm 5 minutes late, so I probably won't get one. If you leave right on time, that's when you,
yeah. you get that's it. The sweet spot. Yeah.
But there are different lengths and different colors yeah. for like each one. And then you collect them all and they hang on that little keychain.
Yeah. They're cute, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what
we did.
What else did we do day one?
We've been collecting. So day one, we got a free charm bracelet.
Yeah.
And then you could buy like the charm pack the first day, had 5 charms. And then every day we've gone and got the charms of the day.
Yep.
So today's our last day. We have another round this afternoon. And then if you've collected 8 or more total, then we get a free charm this evening.
Yeah.
So. Did you get enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We cool. I don't think we've missed a day.
Nope.
And then we ate a lot.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea that amount of food that we, I mean, every half hour you can eat.
So much food.
It's disgusting. Wild.
I'm not a food eater. Eat to sustain life. I don't eat to be like, look at this pretty piece of whatever I'm eating. I'm not a foodie.
Well,
good God, there's so much food.
Yesterday was the first day where we actually did not eat until we got back on board the boat.
What's crazy was, like, out there, I wasn't really hungry.
Right. Yeah.
I like, wouldn't either, because we're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, even when we got the little buffet thing that was included, and I was like, I'm not really hungry. Like, I want to eat something, but we're going to be eating again in 3 hours
right.
when we go to dinner. So it's just like a little snack. But once I got on the boat, I was like, oh, I'm hungry. And then, what, like, an hour later, we're sitting at the tiki bar. I'm like, Angie's like, you want a sandwich?
So that's what's funny about it. You could be sitting at a bar and then just walk next door and grab sandwiches and come back to the bar.
If anybody's been on a cruise, you know about the cruise pizza.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The cruise pizza here, it holds up.
Yeah.
It's
good. Even the gluten-free one.
It's not perfect. It's not the most fantastic tasting pizza, but there's something about it that's good.
What did we compare
it
to?
And yesterday when we got back on the boat, like, we were just walking through. We had to go by guest services or something.
Yes, we did.
And then we were just walking through. I was like, oh, I want to grab some pizza.
Yeah.
And went over there. They had Hawaiian. Of course, the pineapple and the bacon with barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, yum.
You lost me.
It was fantastic. I don't like it with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
But the whatever they put on there, I was like, oh, my God, this is fantastic.
And I got, good. Like, a little spinach wrap with, like, it just had coleslaw in it. So it was just, like, a salad wrap. And it was the perfect snack to eat before we went to birthday dinner.
Anyways,
we're all over the place.
Yeah.
So we went to
bring us to port.
Second day, or third day, Playa Costa Maya was fun.
Yes,
yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
This is supposedly a new port that Menthol? They're still putting together.
Menthol.
Yeah, Menthols.
Menthols.
Yep. Mm.
But
for the brothers,
it's a yeah.
Is that okay?
And there were a lot there.
Oh my God!
Picking up their Pall Malls.
Okay, now you're got you. That's too far.
What? They're Pall Malls? Free, tax free.
Duty. So.
Buy three cartons, get one free.
Anyway, Newport.
It's a newer port they're building out. It's been here for a few years, but
the walk to the port is a long one.
Yeah,
it's a hike.
It's a hike.
All of them are that way.
But they
and
warned
the bigger
us,
these damn ships get, the longer it's going to be.
They warned us the night before. They were like, "It's a long walk from, you know, the boat to the land."
Just imagine what it's like on Coruscant when a Mon Calamari space cruiser lands and you have to exit to get in one of the buildings to go see the Emperor or whatever.
Your legs are going to be killing you.
It's kind of like that. That's what this is.
I hope you have good
Speaking
shoes
of
on.
Which, we have about 50 minutes till Star Wars trivia down in Schooner Lounge.
50?
50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're not missing that.
We'll go to Star Wars.
Let's go. Let's get back on the ship. All right.
So anyway, Playa Costa Maya was cool.
Yeah.
We had great tacos. The best tacos I've had in a long time. I remember saying that.
The best tacos I've had in a really long time.
I don't know that I've ever had better street
You're
tacos.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, that was awesome.
Y'all figured that out. We found it. What was the name of that place?
We're going to be chasing the dragon back
home. Yeah.
We
Do you remember the name of the place?
We winged it. No, we didn't.
No, it wasn't
El Poncho's. Yeah, it was
Pancha.
La Plancha.
La Plancha.
La Plancha.
La Plancha.
Yeah.
So we
Poncho was the crocodile.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll that's another place.
So we had no plan. You know, like there's all these excursions and stuff that you could do. But Dustin was like, I know that we can rent a golf cart. And like, let's just get a golf cart and a map and go. And that's exactly what we did.
Yep.
And I've heard that from multiple people that to do that, don't do the excursions. They're not worth it there. And don't hang out in the port, which was absolutely chaos. Because
madness.
Oh yeah.
There were three. Oh, there God. Was probably 20,000 people there because there were three cruise ships.
Yeah, get
or
yourself.
Four
pro
cruise
pro
ships.
Tip: just get the golf cart, go on an adventure.
Yeah,
and go drive around the island. It's or around the port. It's not that big, and you can't go that far in that time limit.
Yeah,
but we went apparently to the very end of where they say to go on our little map because the asphalt turns into gravel. And that was great. We got to see all sorts of cool stuff. Went to a pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
un farmacia.
I can't believe they just straight up sell cocaine without a prescription.
It's
That's
wild.
Insane.
Well,
everybody's worried about fentanyl in the country, but you can just buy it here.
They did not sell us fentanyl, folks. No. But they did sell
a lot of muscle relaxers. And
they had Ritalin. They had all sorts
Viagra.
Of stuff.
Viagra.
Oh, yeah, Viagra.
How much did you get? You got a case?
They said it was enough to keep my pee-pee hard for the next 100 years.
It's a buy-one-get-one situation.
BOGO.
Not a buy-one-get-one.
I should have freaking priced them yesterday. I should have priced them yesterday if they were cheap enough. Just left a little bottle with the dog.
The birthday balloon.
The birthday balloon dog.
Oh, yeah.
But it did. I knew you could buy a lot of stuff down here, but I forgot how much stuff you can just straight up buy, and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And
like a luchador mask.
Oh
well, drug wise.
Oh.
And when I saw the 800 milligram ibuprofen, I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, we did get 800 milligram ibuprofen.
Oh,
Flexeril.
We do need to talk.
Yeah, Prilosec.
We need to talk about those.
Prilosec was the second day.
Did y'all get to haggle with your drug prices?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
So this is something we need to class everybody up on.
Drug prices are pretty much set.
I think drug prices are set.
Yeah. So you got a Coach bag?
Yes.
No.
What is it called?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Oh, I'm so sorry.
How dare you? We're classier than...
So we go in there, and the guy's like, the woman selling the bag was like, it's going to be $150. And she walked away, and a gentleman walked up from behind the counter. And Megan asked the same thing, how much is the bag? And he says, $160. And Megan's confused by this. She's like, wait a minute. The other lady said $150. This guy says $160. And I said, it's okay. And then she was just going to, you were just going to pay the initial price that he asked, right?
No, I was.
Were you haggling?
Him and Han and see, and he was like, oh, it's $140.
Well, if you're going to do that, I got to go get mine.
And then he was like, there's a little like smudge or some dirt or something on the handle. And he was like, all right, $120.
But whenever we went to luchador mask territory, mm-hmm. I was like, the guy wanted, what is it, $60 a piece or something?
$60 a piece.
And I was like, no, that's okay. He's like, why? It's good quality. And I was like, I'm not paying that. And we went to walk away, and he started dropping the price like dramatically. And I was like, okay, he's willing to do the game thing. And we got him down to, what was it, 25 a piece? No.
20.
20 a piece.
20
yeah.
a piece.
Yeah, 20 a piece.
Because I kept exercising the same maneuver. You know what? We'll think about it.
Yeah.
And he, hey, whoa. Because those fucking masks are probably worth about $5, you know?
I don't, they're pretty good quality.
I know.
Mine is awesome quality.
Yeah, I'm going to get mine.
Oh, it's going to take you too long to go down there.
All right. Well, I got one too.
So we got masks. There will be photos, I'm sure, of us posing together.
Yeah, we're the ones.
I've got a couple good shots.
We got to put them on and then walk around the boat and take pictures in weird places.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. But Dustin's, I think of as like a kiss mask.
That's yeah,
it's
like
it. Yeah.
He said it is.
It's very
someone,
fitting.
He said there was a name, like Vador or something like that.
Yeah.
To do some research.
Something that has to go with bull, mm-hmm. like a dark bull or something like that. But I was like, okay. But it is someone's mask, some actual luchador.
We should see if anybody wants our autograph, and like we can charge for pictures with the luchadors.
I need to grease Dustin up. He has to go around shirtless.
We need to check with guest services to make sure it's cool, because we could like legit pay for our trip doing that.
We need a singlet.
$300 for a picture with... wrestler.
Yes.
I don't sound Mexican. I sounded Russian, but yes. Whatever.
Yeah.
But,
whatever.
Yeah, haggling is the deal. Almost every... almost all the shops have the exact same crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like Boquillas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all the exact same stuff.
It's not handmade by Mayan artisans, okay?
Right.
There is
From Turkey, not China.
Good quality.
Yes, good quality.
There is a few things here, like Yeshte and Cozumel. There are a few things here that are Mayan made.
Yeah, like authentic.
Handcrafted.
The same thing in Cozumel. When you get to Cozumel, that was our day four.
Day four.
Yeah.
That was the thing on day four was we all went to Cozumel, and that's where y'all went on a separate trip than we did.
Because, again, we were winging it.
That was good
because now we know more. Y'all know that side of things. And
well, here's the thing.
I almost died.
I had been to Cozumel a few times, and But it has been 20 years, 10 years, 20 years since I'd been here. Holy shit, have the prices changed. I got off the boat with $300 in cash thinking, oh, we're going to have it made. We're going to be rolling hardcore super. No.
Six Flags prices now.
Well, I guess 150 of that went to
boner pills.
Our tour guide.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So as soon as we get off, of course, you got to exit the boat through the gift shop.
And enter then the boat through the gift shop.
You have to exit the island through the gift shop. That's what I'm calling all these port shop, these port malls you have to walk through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking through, a guy starts yelling at us. And I'm like, just ignore him. Keep walking. Go by him. Just, no. It's going to be some scam, some crap you get sucked into. But then he started offering us prices on
Dune buggies. And I was like, oh, well, because I was like, that's where we were going to go look for a golf cart again. Yeah. And I was like, oh, if he's got a dune buggy.
Well, we had talked about a scooter earlier. I was like, how are you on scooters?
And
like,
I said,
that would have been rough, dude. Scooter on those roads?
Yeah. And I would have been all,
I've done it.
It's bad. It's as bad as you think, or worse.
Last time we rented, down here, they had built the old-style Volkswagen Beetle to, 2000. Okay, yeah. So you could get the old, our classic Volkswagen, brand new, off the showroom floor, up to 2000.
Nice.
The fuel injected, everything, the motor's different. So last time I was down here, you could rent those. They cut the top off, make it all nice, so you can, it's just wide open. You just get in and go.
Yeah.
And we saw a few of them. And I was like, well, maybe we can rent one of those or something, you know. Kind of looking around, but then we got off, and this guy's like, you know, you can get a dune buggy. And he threw out a price of,
I think it was like 180.
Yeah, I think it was 180. It was almost 200. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And we kind of kept going back and forth, and he kept lowering it, and he goes, but I can give you a driver, and he'll just drive you everywhere, anywhere you want to go on the island. And he'll make stops here, and look at all these different landmarks and stuff.
He was like, Mayan ruins, this, that, the other.
And he's like, $150. And he wouldn't come down off of that.
And I said,
so I was like, okay, that's pretty cement.
And I said,
We found the bottom.
I was all, okay, well, what is it if we don't have a driver? And he was all, 180. And I was all,
I bet you that's insurance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably. And you know, he was like, you'll have to, if you need gas or whatever, you'll have to get gas. But
yeah, you have to pay for yourself.
But it was amazing.
So brought us a driver.
And
awesome
Donnie.
Dude. And Donnie. Super sweet. Cool dude. 24 years old. Has a family here on the island.
Married.
Old, married. Has an 8-year-old daughter. So he had his daughter at 16.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Showed us pictures. Awesome, nice guy. And he's like, you know, where you want to go? And that we get in this. I don't even know what the car was. I thought it was a Toyota Corolla.
I thought it was a Toyota, too.
Because he had a TRD sticker on the side of it. But they had chopped the roof off and put this tarp top across it, bolted it in, so there is some shade. But
and it is like a dune buggy. Like, you climb in and out of it like a dune buggy.
But it's, I think it was a Dodge.
Maybe. I don't even know.
Like a Dodge car. And on the front, he had Porsche stickers and stuff, so that was funny. I showed you the picture. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't identify it either. I thought like a Mazda.
But we got in it, and we took off. Guess. You know, no seat belts, no nothing. It's just, let's go, which is the Cozumel
they
way.
They had retrofitted seat belts into it. It was so funny.
Like, the front seats, you have to wear with seat belts, but Cozumel in the back, you don't have to.
And Donnie did not wear a seat belt.
No. So we take off across town, and he's taking
I
us
am so thankful he was driving.
Yeah, the Cozumel is crazy. I knew it was going to be crazy.
Everybody's on pretty motorcycles.
And you just, there are no stops. There, stop is a suggestion.
I noticed that. I noticed that.
Is a suggestion.
Alto. I'm like, this is a stop sign. And the car in front of me just went right through it. And I'm like, isn't that a stop sign?
Yeah.
It says Alto.
Yeah.
It is shaped like a stop sign.
Yeah.
And they were just going.
I'm like, and the...
All right.
Well, shit. I'm looking at the map behind us. I guess we're not going to Cuba.
Yeah. Sunset.
Again. We've already bypassed Cuba.
Are we in the strait?
We're out in the middle of the Gulf now.
We're not in the Strait of Hormuz. We went
sea
through another strait.
Sea depth is 3,450 meters.
Damn.
So we're at 12,000 feet.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay. Or no, the, we're about 11.
I must have the Negla thing that made me dizzy.
So, yeah, he takes us to a sacrificial ruin that's in town, that's, and then a church.
Did you get and your then a, circumcision finally right there on the yeah. steps of the Mayan temple?
No, because I didn't have Ixtabantune. Ixtabantune is what the Mayans used to give their sacrificial victims to help them.
But you got it later, didn't you?
Numb and to kind of hallucinate their death. Mm. But I do have a bottle of it now.
Nice.
It'll be delivered this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But we also saw the statue of the fertility goddess
yep.
that everybody comes and puts their mementos
yeah.
at their offerings to her in order to have children.
So that the locals can come back later and collect it.
Well, it wasn't really money. It was like weird stuff.
Oh, how weird.
Different candles, flowers. Then there was like a picture. There was like a baseball card. There was all sorts of stuff up in there.
Is it a rare Mickey Rooney?
No, it was the, who is it? The fuck face basketball. The one that's worth a lot of money with it.
I don't know.
Baseball bat on the end of it. It says fuck face. And it goes for a lot of money. I can't remember whose card it is. Anyway,
that's funny.
Then we went to, or we were right there by the military base, so he took us by the airplane, and
took
then
us
I asked
to a lighthouse.
I asked about the lighthouse, if it was worth it, and he's like, "Yeah, let's go down there to it." So we drove down there to it, and let us get pictures of the cool old lighthouse at the awesome harbor.
And he was like, "When I was a kid, I would go to this wall and I would jump into the." Harbor. He's like, that's what we would do. We would go to this one wall, jump in, have fun. It was like a public beach for a really long time, and then people trashed it. Mm. So then they
it was
closed
like a 40
it.
40-foot jump.
Yeah.
Sorry about your butthole.
No, it was wild. He was great.
The bad thing was like, okay, so after that we went south, which is the way y'all went.
Mm-hmm.
And we started going by all the resorts. And the last time I had been here, when you got past the international port, there was nothing. That's where it all just died off.
Yeah, and it's packed now.
So now all the resorts that are down there, the all-inclusive places where you never have to leave, I was blown away. And then finding out that the old road is now a bike road that is bicycle only, and that they had built a whole new road highway to bypass all that. Was crazy interesting.
And Andani said anytime he tries to sneak onto the bike path, he gets caught by the police. All three times he's gotten a ticket.
$500.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So, and then we went down. We finally got, there's a spot where you can get on it to go to some resorts. And that's where the tequila distillery was.
Yeah.
And we had lots of tequila and wound up with three bottles.
Three bottles.
It was a deal.
It was a deal they made. Deal. But this tequila is pretty damn awesome.
And it's not exported anywhere. It is one that they keep in Mexico, I'm sure, just for this purpose.
You have to buy it there at that distillery, or you have to go to Guadalajara.
What light turned
on? I don't know. It's all right. How much time we got left?
Oh,
because we have to... Where do we have to get to?
We're Jedi trivia. Yeah.
Okay.
That's at 11. We're good. Okay. 11:30.
Cool.
So we did that, the tasting, then went down to the beach, drove down kind of where y'all were.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a resort down there where they were just like, here, have fun, do whatever you want.
Yeah. He was like, how long do you think you want to be here? And we were like, looking at the time, we're like, oh, about an hour. And we were talking about getting food or whatever because it was, you know, after lunchtime, and then we were like, let's just go in the water first and then we'll get food. But we were having so much fun out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we just stayed out for like, I think almost the entire hour.
And then we just kind of made our way back around the island. He showed us some stuff coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about iguanas cause I hadn't seen any. And last time I was here, there's iguanas everywhere. And no, he said, no, we still have a bunch of them, and we have alligators and crocodiles. And I was like, what?
Yeah, American alligator.
So he took us to this spot halfway through in the middle, all these weird bars. And he's like, all right, we get out here to see if we can find him. And I'm like, what? We were confused.
So we just walked to like this opening between some trees and he's all, I don't see him.
You see water down there.
And he goes walking over to this shack and there's all these men sitting out front, like playing checkers, sitting around talking. And he asks this old guy, he was like, hey, you know, is the alligator around? And the guy walks down, he's all, Banjo!
He starts whistling for it.
Like, just like that. Like, not actually whistling. Like, making that noise. Banjo! And then he's, like, clapping his hands. Old, toothless, so funny. I was dying.
But apparently, it's a giant African crocodile that's
American.
Over there.
American crocodile?
I looked it up.
Oh, African.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
But he said it's as big as a car.
And it's taking people down. And it's in this like, this was an entrance to a hike into a national park.
Oh, yeah, like a reserve.
And they have it all taped off. They have fences up now to keep people out of it.
You can't go in there anymore.
You can't go in there anymore.
That's the alligators.
That's the alligators' land now.
Crocodile's land,
yeah.
This is my pond now.
And then he drove us back, and we came back up. We made our way through the city and stuff, and back to the port.
And all of a sudden, we took a left, and he's like, all right, we're back. And we were like, what?
The funny thing is, when we stopped at the sacrificial place, a girl also took our picture.
Oh, yeah. And we were like, why? Yeah. She didn't say anything at that point. She said, why? And he's like, oh, do you remember at that first place that we stopped? The paparazzi? That's my partner. And she came out with like a fishbone frame. Like, it's carved fishbone.
Oh, that's
like, so it was really cool. Our picture was printed. It was in there. And I was like, how much is that? And it was like
$90
or something. And I was like, oh, no, thank you.
I was like, I don't really need it.
It's like when they try to get us to buy those snorkeling photos.
Yeah. I was like,
So you're like, no, I'm okay.
We're good.
They try to drop the price on you?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
No, because we were pretty firm. We were just like, no.
Get out of my face or I'll beat you up.
Yeah, no.
Then we got back at the port and we're walking, you know, had to exit through the gift shop to get back on the boat.
Big ass gift shop.
But let's hear about what you guys were doing.
Y'all were,
so we
your
split.
Story is a lot more dramatic.
You know, we were connected at the hip all the way up until Costa Rica.
When did we go to Costa Rica?
It's not even the right area.
Costa Plata, Montezuma. Well, where were we?
So we were all together.
Until Cozumel.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I'm back with you now. Let's go.
We've been connected at the hip. It is true.
Magically got off the boat at the same time.
We did. Unplanned.
That's funny.
But we booked a excursion through the cruise ship to do snorkeling in like their beach and adventure park thing.
Can I put a quick cliff note in here just real quick?
Yes. Sure.
I cannot believe that more people don't die in Costa Maya or Cozumel, because there's like, I mean, the U.S. is nerfed out. You go to a theme park, there's no way to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You're on your own out here, boy. This is it's a rodeo. Saddle up. Here we go.
We had a lifeguard at our beach.
Yeah, you know what? He wasn't watching.
Mexico is what
we
happens.
We had two at mine, too, at the...
Mexico is what happens when you don't give everyone participation trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We ain't raising those soft.
I just wanted to put that in there so people know what you're walking into.
Yeah. So we booked that through the cruise line. And my sister, who's also on the cruise with us, she booked it so we would have some time with her together, because she went and did a beach trip while we did the adventuring around Costa Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like get out there. We get on this little bus and it takes us, you know, 30 minutes south to where all like the little beaches and the resorts are. And we get there and they take us out and they're like, okay, we're going to do snorkeling first. It's going to be about 2 hours and whatever. So they load you on this little tiny boat and here's a life jacket, and they drive you out into the ocean.
Nobody's life jacket fit.
No, just they were all like, it's out. Small or extra large. Those are your two options.
It sounds like some people on this little tour should have also had water wings.
Yes. Extra precautions.
Yeah. Water
so
wings.
We get out to the first spot and they're like, you know, this is, how are you, a good swimmer, like strong swimmer? And they go around, they ask everybody, and everyone's like, yes, yes. And somebody was like, yeah, no, not really. And they're like, okay.
It's one liar.
They're like, this one's and one liar.
And one liar. We were all about to find out
who
that's
it was.
That's why he was in the army.
Yeah. We don't touch water, bitch.
Yeah. We just talked about this, too. So they have your life vests on, for, and you can, you know, have your, give you your mask and your snorkel. There's no fins, which is weird because every other time I've snorkeled, they give you fins.
I was
too.
Wondering about that. They give you fins.
But no, those cheap no fins. Fins hurt. They so do, but they, I mean, it's easier to get around.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you jump in and just like, okay, well, here's the guy has the big round life preserver thing. Just stay around that, and you're out in the middle of the ocean, just
and we're,
at this
what is
reef.
It, 70 feet deep right there? 15?
No, I don't think it was that deep. It was probably
40, 50.
20 to 30.
No, that was the next location.
No, the first one. Because that guy, the one of the kids with us, he was able to swim down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't
that
deep.
Part.
Yeah, because you were busy dying.
Yeah. So I just want to say, I'm actually a pretty good swimmer. But
in the pool.
I don't do well with aspirating and being fat.
But also, do you float? Like, some people will not float in salt water, and I find that weird. I never knew
it's
that.
It's muscle and fat density, right? Isn't that what it is?
I don't know
whatever
what it
your
is,
ratio is. I think I float okay. I don't float
like I float.
I have to swim. I have to swim to stay up.
Like, I've never had a problem in ocean water with floating.
Me yeah. either.
So, like, snorkeling and everything, I've always done very well floating.
Yeah.
But when I was here last time, I was also about a buck 80.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a buck 70.
It's harder.
Right? So, I don't know. I didn't really try
I think
yesterday.
You do better with a little bit of cushion on you. I think somebody that's made out of all muscle just goes straight to the bottom.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I look up. Like Megan said, they're out there, they're swimming away from the boat, and everybody's just gone. And I'm fucking with my mask because I'm trying to get the water out of my nose piece, which the way this thing was designed, it's like wrapped around your nose, and it's rubber. And every time I would try to clear it, it would shoot water up into my nose.
Oh, I think that would freak me the F out
so
if my
like
nose
real, like
was...
Like an old dive mask?
If my nose was its
just,
own thing.
Just goggles over the face and nose.
Yeah. That sounds like it's an old scuba diver.
So
mask.
Right whenever this is happening, like I just got in the water, you jump in, you hold your mask, you come back up, you clear it, go about your business. I'm immediately trying to figure out how I'm going to breathe. And so I'm first time in the ocean in, well, for, I've never done this. I've never done any kind of open water swimming other than around the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else has been pool or a lake in Texas, rivers. I feel like I'm a strong swimmer. I've always enjoyed swimming, but this was way different. Yeah. And so the boat is like slapping around, going all crazy. I got waves crashing on me. I forgot that the end of the fucking snorkel that isn't in my mouth, that water can get down in that. So I sucked in a big old gulp of upside down Scuba Steve water, and that got in my shit, and so I'm just like, and I finally get it cleared out. So I finally get my face mask cleared to where my nose is not filling up with water. I get my snorkel cleared, and now I'm like, okay, let's go. And all of that took about 20-30 seconds, but it's already, I've been without air the entire, like I'm trying to do this and I'm snorting water and spit and boogers. Anyway, so now I'm like, I'm low on air, trying to regulate my breathing. I keep getting slapped with waves, and I'm like, I gotta start moving because they're getting really far away, it feels like. And at some point I realize, like, uh-oh, I'm running out of power. Like, I'm starting to feel weak.
Was there a good
and my
current?
My breathing was getting like panicked, and I'm like, fuck, I am going to die right here. And like, there's a part of me that's like, don't say anything, bitch, because everybody's gonna see you, ask for help. And I'm like,
die.
This is not the time to be acting like the guy that couldn't ask for help, or you will fucking die. That was the other voice. And I'm like, hey, boat. And fortunately, Megan and everybody else is gone. But fortunately, there was these two nice people, like in between me and the main group. They were kind of, They were taking their time because they're like, I think that guy's dying.
They and just so wanted to watch.
The boat didn't hear me say boat. The people in between the group. So actually, those people might have actually saved my life.
They might have.
Because they were they said, hey! They yelled it because they've got like full lungs, full air. And they're like, hey, this guy needs help. And they pulled the boat around. Here's the funniest part about this whole goddamn thing. So I get over there, and I mean, I'm struggling. I start feeling like super weak, pretty sure I'm about to black out. I don't know, but I'm getting to some bad place. And I get close enough to the boat that the guy starts yelling like helpful tips to me.
Just breathe. He's like, it's fine. Hey,
calm down. Breathe, breathe. I'm like, this motherfucker. And like, he was not positioning the boat to like let
me
on.
He's your dad teaching you learn how to swim.
He was trying to dab me. And I'm like, you don't understand. I'm about to black out. So I do like, I
stick your head under the water.
Last of my little reserves, I just do like six quick chops, like chop, 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 chop. And I grab onto the rail before he can move the bitch out of the way while he's trying to dad me. And I like pull my fucking half dead body out of the water. I'm trying not to look like a bitch doing this. Like, and I get over the boat, dude. I'm shaking and I'm like trying to catch my breath. And the captain is just looking at me. He's just like, and I know what he's thinking. Bitch, you know,
yeah,
look at this bitch,
look at this land lover.
And I'm like, yeah, it's fine, judge me, fuck you. And I catch my breath. I'm like, all right, the English that they do speak sounds really fluent, but you talk to them like in a normal conversational
and it doesn't work.
And yeah, it doesn't work. But anyway, I got enough out of him to learn like what I was doing wrong. And so he showed me how to purge the mass, but he didn't do a good job of doing it. So I got immediately, he's like, you know, just sit there and relax, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm ready to get back in the water. I caught my breath. I'm good. And he's like, really? And he kind of got excited, like, holy shit, this gringo's ready to go. So I got back in the water, and immediately, same shit, right up my nose. And I'm like, fuck this. And I tried to blow it out and like purge it. I wasn't doing it right at first, but it was kind of, I'm learning. And so I get back over to the group. I take a big old gulp of seawater. It goes back up my nose. I throw up all over myself. Everybody in the group, you know that fucking shitty kid that threw up in the pool, and everybody's like, God damn it, he just ruined the weekend. Yeah. That was me.
You were just chumming the water, dude.
That's exactly. You're going to call it, get all and the fish over here.
And you know, I'm cognizant of that. I'm like, okay,
the parrotfish.
This is how Jaws 6 gets started. The dumb fat American throws up in the water. Jaws picks up the scent from 7,000 miles away and just starts trucking. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I figured it out, and eventually I got to where I was like, okay, this works, this doesn't. And I was able to start putting my head in the water and like seeing stuff.
At this first stop, how close were y'all to the darkness?
We were in the deeper part.
I mean, did you look over and see the darkness?
Oh, like the shelf drop?
Like the drop?
I didn't see much.
No.
Actually.
No.
I was just wondering.
But saw my life flash.
Anyways,
my
while he was dying, I saw a sea turtle. I saw a lobster.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Lobster.
Lobster. what else did I see? Oh.
They're gang signs. They're aquatic gang signs.
I can't remember what else I saw over there, but a little stingray.
Sea turtle.
The sea turtle was cool.
Yeah.
Turtle.
It was really pretty. I've never seen water that clear.
Water here is ridiculous.
It was amazing. And I'm telling you right now, if I had known what the fuck I was doing or had a full face mask with the snorkel that doesn't let water back in,
yeah,
I'd have been great. It'd have been a wonderful time.
It's so awesome.
But even Megan,
now we know
we got back in the boat. She's like, is this your first time snorkeling? I was like, yeah. She's like, what? I didn't know that.
Should have like, practiced.
Nobody knew that they had a first time. He asked if I could swim. I'm like, yeah. He didn't ask if I'd ever been in the fucking ocean.
I've been training since I was a child
and
for snorkeling.
That. I knew it was going to be different. I knew it was going to be harder than a swimming pool. I'm not a total idiot, but...
Where we were, anyway. We had a pretty good current.
Yeah, we had...
That drug us away.
No.
Yeah. But then you guys went to the second spot.
Yeah, so then the second spot, you know, we get in. It's not as deep. It's only...
The water's a little calmer.
Yeah, it's maybe 6 feet deep there. Water's calmer. And I took my life vest off. Like, I kept it on at the first one because I didn't know if they were going to be weird about it. Mm-hmm. I prefer not to have a vest on out there, but...
She's a goddamn fish.
I took it off, and so I'm, like, snorkeling. This is where all the starfish are. And so it was just, like, starfish after starfish, and it was awesome.
Starfish loves you.
Apparently, we were at Starfish Beach, where we were.
Yeah.
But... I guess I still got to look at the 360 footage. Because when I went to get the snorkels, they were out of them.
Yeah.
So couldn't use them. And I wasn't going to open my eyes underwater and all that stuff and deal with the salt water. I used to in the past, but meh.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look at the 360 footage. But we were walking amongst the reefs and stuff.
And you didn't you just step on anything that like cut you up?
No.
I stepped on a few things that made me shock. And there were a few things that crawled across my feet. Mm-hmm. Like as we were standing there. Which, I mean, little crabs and stuff out there, they'll do that. But,
peach.
Yeah.
So our third location was about titty deep. And
if that, I mean, the deepest part.
It was getting more shallow as we got closer to like the inland part, but you could walk out a little bit further and it, neck deep.
Yeah, and that's where all the stingrays were. That's awesome. Like huge, huge stingrays.
I'm glad you guys lived through it.
Yeah. Didn't get Steve Irwin.
R.I.P. You're the real pimp.
Yep.
As we're pulling into that area, which, by the way, on a lake, I'm comparing everything to the lake, right? On a lake, if you put out that much wake next to where people were like trying to hang out, people probably try to murder you.
Yeah, that's the problem where we were. I forgot. Wake's unregulated down here.
Right.
But is it different in the ocean? Like, is it because the water's already so choppy that maybe those wakes don't impact as much?
When you're close to
shore. We were getting knocked around.
Yeah.
But there's no wake areas when you're close to shore, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, down here, you're hauling ass with jet skis and stuff and going nuts.
I think we have about a 10-minute time check, too. Like, I think 11:20 we need to be heading down there, right?
Yeah, I think we're just going to the schooner bar.
Okay.
Schooner
bar.
So that's where all the stingrays were. Did you get to play with them? Did you touch them?
No, we saw. So they tell you, like, not to touch them. When we were pulling in, we saw one guy, which I'm assuming was, like, either a local or he was, like, running around the charters. He, like, lifted this thing up out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lion King and Simba. And it was just like, flopping around, like, pull me down. But
how you get stabbed in the heart.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. So then they just were all over the place. One swam by and like touched my leg and touched Andrew. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was really cool. So we were there for a little bit. And from there we loaded up. And of course they were like, the whole time in preparation for this, I bought like this all natural, like, reef safe sunscreen preparation. Yep. And I had put some on before we like got on the van to go over there. And on the boat, they were like, no sunscreen. Like, well, this one's all natural, reef safe. It says on the bottle. He's like, no sunscreen. So, anyways, boo. I'm burnt. I got burnt.
All of us got burnt yesterday.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. The sun is different down here.
The sun is different down here, but with Andani, you know, he was like, what time do you want to be back at the port? And we were like, well, we have to be back on the boat by like 4:30 at the latest. So we were like, we want to be back around 3 because we have plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yesterday was your birthday.
Birthday.
Woo!
It's your turn. Birthday,
Megan.
40.
Big 40.
I wasn't going to say it.
And but
damn, you look good for 40.
Thanks.
You look good.
We wanted to get back at least a little bit before y'all so we could decorate your door up and make it all crazy and silly.
It was so great. And coming then
we realized we didn't have like strong enough magnets.
Oh no.
We brought cheapy magnets. And so then Dustin came back and got like those hook magnets that we have are pretty strong.
We have
strong.
The same ones too.
Yeah. So he got those.
That was awesome.
It was cute. Then with the little happy birthday, since it had the grommets, he was like, I can just hook that on the hook. And I was like, oh, that's such smart thinking. And then little birthday pin.
Yeah.
And then Dustin
bought
our crown.
It's still up. Well, I brought the little dog balloon inside because I was like, some little shit kid's going to come by and steal this.
Yeah.
I want to put out a PSA real quick. When you're an adult, there are certain things that are expected of you. Don't be a bad traveler. Our trip coming back from the excursion to the boat area or the gift shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had to wait an extra 15 minutes. And you know me. I'm 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
If I'm 15 minutes early, I'm late. And so we got there 20 minutes early.
20 minutes before we
I fell asleep.
To.
I'm taking a nap. I wake up. It's 3 o'clock. It's time to go. And we had, two other people in the shuttle with us?
It was three of us, and then we got 3 other people.
And they showed up at, like, 3:01 or something like that.
One was two of them were a little bit before three, and then the third one was like right at about three.
Okay, and so every other one of these adults has no accountability, no manners, and no thoughtfulness towards other travelers. Don't be that person. It's not just you being late. It's you making everybody else late. We had a 5 o'clock dinner time. We had places we needed to be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it just, it sucked. And we've ran into that several times throughout this trip where people are just, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We're watching people come back off the pier from the entry point over in Costa Maya. It was a long walk. It's like a 20 minute
walk. Yeah. It's like gangway up at
4:30
or at Costa Maya. It was like 6 or 6:30. Uh-huh. And it's like people are just getting onto
the pier
at that time, and they still have to walk the whole way. And we're just like
dragging their feet, no sense of urgency. They think it's fucking cute. Well,
shame.
And can barely walk.
Yeah,
the one guy, fine, but he should have accounted for that.
Yes, allotted extra time.
A lot of them were laughing about it, and when we were yelling shame and stuff, like, yeah, we know. Like, we timed this wrong. We really, we know.
Yeah, I kind of get it, but just
there
just
were a few people
cognizant
like,
of that.
Yeah, and it's like, oh,
don't be that dick.
Well, we really want to go to Jedi trivia, Star Wars trivia.
Let's do that,
and then we can.
We can come back and do this later.
We can come back and do this a little bit later. Yeah.
I'm definitely at the intro to the Fort Worth Roots version of this. I'm going to tell people, like, hey, we're going to do some gimbal video going through the boat, let you guys see what our stateroom looked like, what the different decks look like, the promenade.
We can maybe show you what a suite room looks like.
Yeah.
In our luchador masks.
Sweet.
Yes. What a sweet ass suite looks like.
That's what it should. It should be.
And this is just a junior suite. This isn't even like a suite.
No,
yet.
There is a couple down in the hall with their kids that have a grand piano in their
room.
You
know, unless you're Tony Montana, what do you need that for? You're not going to spend much time in your room.
This was like super comfortable.
This was a perfect size.
This is.
I think anything bigger than the room you guys are in is ridiculous. I noticed you could probably get two people in that shower.
Oh yeah,
our shower is a one person.
It's like the size of this table.
And you got a bathtub. You could see.
Yeah, and there's a deep soaker bathtub in there.
We don't have a bathtub.
That's a Mormon thing, right?
The soaker soaking.
Oh, okay. I get that.
But a deep soaker is you get in the bathtub and you shake it.
And on that, we'll see you guys later.
Cheers.
Au revoir.
Have fun
later.
Adios, mofo.